Okay, so lying back now, arranging yourself with any props you might have to hand that you might enjoy, a warm blanket maybe, an eye mask, perhaps a couple of cushions underneath the head or the backs of the knees, and placing the body in what feels like a straight line to you. You can wing your shoulder blades back slightly to open the chest and tuck your chin just a little to lengthen the spine. Arms and legs a comfortable distance apart from the body, palms up and feet flopped out to either side. And just a point of note here as we really settle down. On what yoga nidra is. It's a practice that places you into a very deep state of relaxation for gentle rejuvenation. It does this by gradually calming the brain activity down, traveling through the theta and delta frequencies, usually associated with deep sleep. And how we achieve this is by a rotation of consciousness around the body to unite your mind with every part of you. And using that profound state of rest to focus on inner healing. You don't have to do anything, all you have to do is listen. So forget about anything that's happened during the day so far. And anything you have to get done later. Use this time to really settle within yourself, calming home to you, and giving yourself the love and respect that you deserve. In this practice of both letting go and being held at the same time, close the eyes. Make any last adjustments to be as comfortable as possible. And if you do nod off during the practice, that is fine. Just try to keep the focus on my voice in between. Say to yourself internally now, I am practicing Yoga Nidra. My aim is to stay awake whilst my body rests deeply. Taking a deep breath in, release it slowly out through pursed lips. And another. And a third breath in and out. And listening now to distant sounds, any atmospheric noises in other rooms. Anything to be heard in your own room? And closer to the body, listening to your breathing as you let go of the pursed lips now and close the mouth softly, exhaling gently through the nose again. But do keep the breath long and luxurious. What does your breath sound like? Can you hear your heartbeat? As if outside your body, imagine the room surrounding you and see yourself lying on the surface supporting you. And internalize your vision now, observing the inside of your eyelids, any light filtering through, or any images, shapes, or colors. Feel the blanket or the clothing against the skin and the air touching where your skin is uncovered. Can you feel your heartbeat? And sensing now all the points of contact between your body and the surface beneath you. Feel the back of the head on the floor, the shoulder blades against the floor, the the backs of the arms and the sacrum touching the floor, backs of thighs and calves, the heels on the floor. And see if you can feel all these points of contact together. One plane of contact between your body and the floor. And next, try to focus on the points of your body that don't touch the floor beneath, the spaces in between that naturally curve away. The back of your neck, the lumbar curve of your spine, perhaps the back of the knees, and your Achilles. Hold all these points of non-contact together. And now let that go. And move your consciousness down to the thumb of your right hand. Really move your full awareness there. Down from your head to inside the right thumb. And following it now as it moves across to the first finger, second finger, third finger, and little finger, palm of the hand, and back of the hand, right wrist, elbow, shoulder, armpit, side of the ribs, to the waist, right hip, front of the thigh, the back of the thigh, the knee, the back of the knee, right shin, calf muscle, ankle, arch of the foot, sole of your foot, your right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, little toe, top of the foot, ankle, knee, hip, and the middle of the pelvis. Feel your pubic bone. Become aware of the whole right side of the body, all together at once. Now moving the awareness over to the left thumb and the left first finger, second finger, third finger, and little finger, palm of that hand, back of the hand, left wrist, elbow, shoulder, armpit, down the ribs to the waist, the hip, front of left thigh, back of thigh, the knee, and the back of the knee, your shin, calf muscle, ankle, arch of the left foot, whole sole of the foot, the left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, and small toe, top of the foot, ankle, knee, hip, and finding rest again in the middle of the pelvis. Conscious now of the whole left-hand side of the body together at the same time. Feeling now deep into the chest, the right breast, the left breast, whole chest together, diaphragm, navel, whole abdomen together, whole right leg, the whole left leg, the right arm, the left arm, the pelvis, the right buttock, the left buttock, right side of the spine, and the left side, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, both shoulder blades together. Feel the base of the skull and the back of the head, top of the head, forehead, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, right eyeball, left eyeball, right eyelashes, left eyelashes, both eyes together, the space between the eyebrows, the right cheekbone, the left cheekbone, both cheekbones together, right ear, left ear, both ears together, feel behind the ears, feel both sides of the neck, feel the nose, the tip of the nose, your upper lip, lower lip, and the space between the lips, into the mouth, feeling the teeth, the tongue, your chin and jaw, and your whole face now, and your whole scalp. Awareness of your whole head together, whole head, expanding to hold the consciousness of the whole body awareness now, complete awareness of the entire body at once. If you've noticed your mind wandering, that's fine. Even if you've been dancing in and out of sleep, just give yourself a mental pat on the back for having returned to my voice. Remind yourself, I am practicing Yoga Nidra. Concentrating the awareness back inside the mouth, imagine now the taste of sweetness inside the mouth, as though a drop of honey or chocolate has landed on the tongue and is spreading all the way through the inside of the mouth. Really feel the sensation of sweetness. Now letting that go, move on to a salty taste, as though you've just eaten some crisps, or even a few flakes of salt have just been sprinkled in the mouth, sensing the real taste of salt on the tongue. Try to alternate between the two flavours now, imagining a sweet taste on the tongue with the inhalation, a salty taste with your exhalation. Inhaling sweets, exhaling salt. Now letting that go, abandoning the imagination of any flavour, back to sensing the mouth exactly as it is. Take the concentration down slightly to the throat, the small hollow in the middle of the collarbones, and imagine you are breathing in a ray of golden light, soft, warm, golden light filtering gently in with the inhalation through that point between the collarbones. Each breath you take lets in more golden energy, gradually spreading throughout the entire body. And count the slow, deep breaths, one for the in-breath and two for the out-breath, three for the next inhalation, four for the out-breath, in the rhythm of your own breathing. See that golden light spreading right down to the fingers and toes. Leave the counting now. Pick up where my voice is, doesn't matter where it's been or where it's going. raising the awareness to the point between the eyebrows now, to see yourself walking along a beach in the late afternoon sun. You can see and hear the waves rolling heavily in, up onto the sandy beach. You're so close to the waves that it's quite a loud noise, very soothing. Few gulls are flying in the distance, but even their noisy cries can hardly be heard over the sound of the water. A few water sporters pepper the view, a sailboat here, a paddleboard there. The blue of the sea merges almost imperceptibly with the blue of the sky. You try to make out where one begins and the other ends, but the horizon is so smooth. You match your breathing to the coming and going of the waves, and the sound blocks out any unwanted thoughts or feelings. The smell of the water clears your nostrils and airways as you almost taste the salt at your throat. The waves gradually calm down, the water clearing, so you can see tiny silver fish swimming very close to shore now in the waves. Bending down with outstretched hands to meet the refreshing coldness of the water, you almost feel like you want to take off your shoes. Perhaps you do. To feel the coolness of the sea on your toes as well. You may even feel like you want to lie fully down on the shoreline to allow the waves to lap at the whole of your body. Or perhaps remaining standing is best, just looking out to the horizon where blue meets blue. Wherever you are in relation to the waves, you sense that they are bringing in new energy and taking away old, unwanted energy. As you let go now of all these images, leaving the seascape, coming back to your body and just sensing the little ball of golden energy still resting at your breastbone. All the good, positive energy you've breathed in. See it glowing there. Feel your heart space glowing. Fully in the heart space. Taking in the inner journey you've just embarked on. Before now coming slowly back into the body again. A deeper, louder breath. Back to the awareness of yourself in the room and feeling the space around you, visualizing the body on the floor. Hearing noises around you inside and outside of the room, making small, gradual movements with your fingers and toes, and extending that into rotation of the wrists and ankles. Animation back to the body and full awareness back to the mind now. The practice of yoga nidra is complete. When you're ready, you can bend your knees up, hug them in, release the lower back, move the neck gently from side to side, and in your own time, roll over to one side and come to seated. Thanks for listening.